Shalom. So today, I'd like to finally begin learning some Gemara. And there'll be plenty more packets coming, don't worry. But today, I think we should learn some Gemara. Okay, so let's start again with the Mishnah. Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. So that means that if you have a Din Torah about Dinei Mamonos, you need to have three Dayanim. Now, it doesn't say here whether the Dayanim have to have smicha or not. That says b'shlosha. So, what we have to determine is who constitutes the shlosha. Zeilas v'chavolos b'shlosha. And if you have a din Torah about zeilas v'chavolos, zeilas, we'll see what that means. Chavolos are bruises, right? Somebody bruised somebody. Also b'shlosha. So the obvious question, just on this first line of the Mishnah, is, it seems, first of all, what is shlosha? Does shlosha mean shlosha people with smicha, or does it just mean any shlosha? Number one. And number two, dinei mamonos l'chori includes gzeilos v'chavolos. Why do you need to have a separate statement of gzeilos v'chavolos for shlosha? I mean, dinei mamonos is dinei mamonos. Gzeilos v'chavolos, when you gozel something, it's also dinei mamonos. You're going to have to pay it. And when you chovel, it's also dinei mamonos. So why is it divided into two sections of dinei mamonos v'shlosha and gzeilos v'chavolos v'shlosha? So, there's a famous Rashi here. Let's see the Rashi. We're going to have a whole packet on this Rashi. Not today. Dinei mamonos v'shlosha b'gomar yofinu lachum. That's not the famous one. Gzeilos. So what is gzeilos? Kofer b'pikadon. Whereas if somebody gives you a pikadon to watch, and then he wants it back. In other words, he went on a vacation, so he says, watch my tape recorder. Watch my radio. And then when he comes back, he wants to get it back. So the guy was kofer pikadon. He denied that he was ever given it. Meaning he's lying. He really has it. He has it hidden away in the house. But he's denying it. So that's one type of gezela. The mishasholach boyad havigazon. So once he picks up the pikadon in order to hide it or to use it for him, his own self, he's considered a gazlan. That's one type of gazlan, a kofer pikadon. Now we're going to see the Mefarshim ask, l'chora, the din of kofer pikadon is a gazlan even if you're not sholach v'yad. Even if you're just kofer pikadon, you're a gazlan. Even if you have it in your basement and you deny it, from that time alone you're a gazlan. So why does it have to say kofer pikadon the mi sheshalach boyar havi gazlan? L'chor, you're a gazlan right away. So we'll see. Somebody should run, and we'll see. I'll have a packet on this. And the Aruch Laner say it, the proper girsa should be mi sheshalach boyar. There was the two separate things. Kofer pikadon is a gazlan on its own right, and then the person who's sholach bayad, meaning he's given a pikadon to watch and he wasn't supposed to use it, and then he decides he wants to use it. Not that he's denying it. The first case is the denial case. The second case is that he just was sholach bayad. Havi gazel. V'chein hachotef miyad chaveiro havi gazel. And then the paradigm case of a gazel is you don't come up to your... You come up to somebody and you just snatch his, you punch him in the face and then you take his wallet or something like that. Whereas a ganav is somebody who does it surreptitiously. He pickpockets, but a gazlan does it up front. You take the sword away. If the guy's holding the sword, you yank it away from him. Aval lo ve velo shilem lo mikri gazlan. The milva lahotzah nitna. In other words, All these examples of a gazlan, of kofer pikadon, shlichas yad, or you take the chamis miyad hamitzri, those are gazlan. So what if somebody lends you money, and then you deny that he ever lent you the money? Low, right? What would be over there? Somebody lends somebody money and then there's a denial that the money was ever lent.
What's the story?
So I would have thought maybe that's also a gossip.
Right? He was lent money and he doesn't want to give it back.
So Rashi says no. He's not a gossip. Doesn't mean it's put a stilt. It means it's not the technical term of gossip. And we'll see that Gazlan will have special halachas, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. And why isn't he Gazlan? Because Milvah lo tzar nitna. What is Milvah lo tzar nitna? Milvah lo tzar nitna means that, look, when I lend somebody $20 cash, so I don't expect to get back the same $20 bill. Of course not. The whole point is to lend it that he should use it. So that Milvah lo tzar nitna means that you give somebody a loan, it's expected, he's going to spend it. Chosah means to spend. He's going to spend the money. So that means that when you lend somebody money, he owns the money now. The borrower owns the money. Then he's going to have to pay back another $20 bill. Because the $20 bill that you give him, he owns the $20 bill. Rasha Ein Kane, when I go away on vacation and I give you my Rabbi Kiveger and my Rambam, so you don't own it, I own it. I'm going to get back that same object. I'm planning to get back from you. So I think the way the Sefer Birkas Avraham explains is the pshat is that Gzela is only when there's at the end is a object that belongs to someone else and you're holding it for yourself. That is the definition of the table. You are holding for yourself something that belongs to somebody else. But there's a monetary obligation that you have to give it. But there's no physical object that you're holding for yourself. So therefore, it doesn't have the status of zayim. It's still usher. But for these halachas, now we still haven't explained how is Gzela different than any other dinim numbers. But there's going to be a certain difference, as we're going to learn in the Gemara. So we have to know how to categorize it. Do we categorize it as dinim omenus or as Gzela svechavos? So if it's kofar b'kodon or sholach bayad or gozal eshanchanis miyad mitzri, that's called Gzela. And that has whatever the halachas of Gzela are going to be, as we're going to learn shortly, they're going to have the din of Gzela. Masha'in came lot. Lova below Mishalim, that's not Gzela. That could be regular din of moments. And it's also to do, but that's not Gzela. Yeah, Alice.
So let's say you go into a store, right, and Mishal, I'll try to make the example as close to a lending situation as possible. So you go into a store and all the merchandise is behind the counter, right? And you ask the clerk for, you know, it's like fruits or something. You ask him for an apple. So he gives you the apple and you run out and you don't pay. That shouldn't be considered Gzela according to our...
Why?
Because he doesn't expect to get the apple back. He just wants something in exchange. So too, like in this...
Yeah, but you never gave him the apple. He wants the apple back. If you give him the apple back right away, he wants that apple back.
So
it's not like the same when you lend somebody money.
No, but you want... You're only lending them money on the condition that he gives you the money back. You expect him...
Gzela is when you want that exact object back. So if a guy goes into a store and walks off with a briefcase, so they really want to get the briefcase returned.
But only because that guy didn't pay it. The same thing in the loan. The guy wants the money back if he thinks that you're going to take it and not pay him back.
But once you lend somebody money, it's his money. It's his money. The borrower's money. He is the owner of the money. So you have to give back the money. So you just have a theoretical obligation to pay him back, but not that money. But when someone takes an object from a store, that's still the store's object. That's not your object. Okay. If you don't pay for it, I want it back. Right. Oh. So now let's see the Gemara. We're not going to do the whole Mishnah now. If you want, we could, but it's a real Mishnah. I mean, it's a whole parak of Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara in Beis Hamidbeis. Gemara begins, Atu Gzeilus and Chavos Lav Dinei Mamonos Ninu. Why does, in other words, the Mishnah has two sections, Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha and Gzeilus V'Chavos B'Shlosha, and they're divided into two sections. So Gemara is asking, why should they be divided into two sections? Dinei Mamonos includes Halvos and Gzeilus and Chavos, those are all Dinei Mamonos also. If you Gozel, you have to pay, and if you brew somebody, you also have to pay. So why is it two sections? So the Gemara is going to have different answers to this question. But the first answer is going to be the answer of Rav Avohu. Amar Rabbi Avohu, Mahin Katani, Mahin Dine Momonos Gzeilos V'Chavolos. In other words, it's not two separate statements. Dine Momonos L'Shlosha and Gzeilos V'Chavolos B'Shlosha. It's one statement. Dine Momonos, Mahin, what are they? Gzeilos v'chavolos. It's one sentence. It's not two sentences. Mahin dinei mamonos gzeilos v'chavolos. What does that mean? That's the only dinei mamonos is gzeilos v'chavolos? Rashi. Mahin katani. Hai gzeilos v'chavolos perusha de dinei mamonosu. Whereas it's not two sections. Dine Momonos is one section, and Gzeilos V'Chavolos is the second section. No, it's one statement. What are the Dine Momonos? What? Gzeilos V'Chavolos. And Gzeilos V'Chavolos, explain what are Dine Momonos. Hai Gzeilos V'Chavolos, Perusha Dine Momonos. The whole tema called Dine Momonos, B'mashma. B'lamutei Halvos, V'Hodos, Shehem Boi Mog Milos Chasodim. Vikan Ilas Delas, Vifne Lavin, Kadamino, come on, Hilkach Miatinu. Come on, Mefarish, Mimai Miatinu. So, let me just tell you what's going to be said here. Whereas the Mishnah, Dine Momonos B'Shlosha, Gzeilos V'Chavolos B'Shlosha is referring to Shlosha Smuchim. Shlosha Smuchim. So the pshat in the Mishnah is that Mahin Dine Mamonos, Mahin Dine Mamonos, what are the Dine Mamonos? Zeilos V'Chavolos, B'Shlosha Shlosha Smuchim. V'Hodos V'Halvos. What? You don't need any Shlosha, but not what? What's the difference? Why Zeilos V'Chavolos in each Shlosha Mumkin and Hodos V'Chavolos not? So the answer is, the Gemara is going to say later on that it was a Takana made. What was the Takana? The Takana was that, you see, Zeilos V'Chavolos, so let them have the Mumkin. The Hadolos V'Halvos, what does that mean? I'm going to lend somebody money. And then he might deny it, and I'm going to have to take it to Bezin.
Now, it's not necessarily so easy to find a bezdin that has smuchim. You know, how many smuchim are there? And you have to make an appointment for 6 months to get these smuchim. It's not easy. So what's going to happen? People are going to what? Not want to lend.
So therefore, the Gemara says on Dav Gimel, on an Aleph, on the third line, that we don't want to not lock the door in front of the people who want to borrow money. Meaning, if we're going to have the same stringent requirement, like Zelus and Chavolos, the stringent requirement is to have what? A bezin of three mokim. If we're going to have that requirement by what? By those who have those, so then what? People are not going to want to lend money anymore. Because they're going to say, if I lend him money and he's going to deny it, so I'm going to have to go to a bezin of mukhim, smuchim, and who knows when I'm going to be able to get an appointment and find the bezin. And I will not even lend him the money and rid myself of the possible grief. So therefore, Chachamim said that for Chaldos V'Halvos that's coming because of Gmilos Chasad, we want to encourage Chesed. Chesed is something we want to encourage. So since we want to encourage it, so we mail a lot, we say that no requirement of movement. So that's what the Mishnah means. Dine Lomunus. What are Dine Lomunus? Zeus Machavolos, Bishlosha, Shlosha Mumchin. But Hodos Valvos do not need Shlosha Mumchin. They're enough to have what? Have Hadiotis. Shalotin Odelis, Bifnei Lavin. Now, that implies that really, strictly speaking, there should have been Shlosha Mumchin, even the Hodos Valvos. It's just a special takana. And what's the takana? So now there's a whole big discussion. We'll see, maybe I'll happen to you one day. We'll see. Whether is Shalotil Odel Bifnei Lavin, is that the same thing as what? As what? What's the question? Shlichusai. In other words, it sounds like Shlichusai, right? Because what is Shlichusai? Shlichusai means that really you need to have, in a situation where you really need to have Smuchim, and what? And we say, you can do it without Smuchim. So the same thing is here. At first glance, see, you really need to have Smuchim, but we're saying it, if you don't. So it could be that's the same thing. Or it could be it's a separate takana. It could be that the old Tilos El Shnei Lavin is already an earlier takana in the Mishnah, which was only said by Haldos V'Halvos. And then we had a later takana of Shlichu Sayhu, which was said by other all Milsa D'Shchicha V'Yisrei Kisaren Kis. So there is a discussion whether Shalotin Old El Shnei Lavin is based on Shlichu Sayhu, or is it an earlier takana and it's not based on Shlichu Sayhu? Yeah. It's Rabban, right. Then you can say it's the same. Then you can discuss it as the same.
With regards to the Zera of Shlichu Dallas.
Yeah. Well, definitely it's a mitzvah. Right. Because I don't think it's so funny. Because people, you know, need encouragement to lend money, and people aren't just plotting to lend their money. We're not talking about 50 cents. Instead. You know, somebody needs a $50,000 loan, you know, people aren't plotting to to lend such money. Well, for sure it's a mitzvah. And even chiyuvim, I mean, even if it would be a chiyuv, people know how to get out of chiyuvim. Also, you have a very high standard of the way you view human mankind. I think you have a high standard. You should write it out there. Okay, now, so how are we learning the Mishnah now? Let's turn back to Beis Hamidrash. That means Dinei Mamonos, what are the Dinei Mamonos? Gzeis v'chalos v'shlosha. And shlosha means what? Mumke. And what does it mean to exclude? Hodos avos, that hodos avos don't need shlosha mumke. Now what's problematic with this reading of the Mishnah? The Gemara is going to order this later, yeah, Ellie? Yeah, what do you need? If this is the true pshat in the Mishnah, then it shouldn't say Dinei Mamonos v'shlosha gzeres v'chalos v'shlosha. It should say Dinei Mamonos colon which are gzeres v'chalos v'shlosha. But don't say Dinei Mamonos v'shlosha gzeres v'chalos v'shlosha. That clearly implies that it's two separate statements. So the Gemara is going to ask this question later. But for some reason now, the Gemara is willing to, you know, explain Dinei Mamonos. I guess you could read it. Dinei Mamonos v'shlosha. And what are the Dinei Mamonos that are v'shlosha? Gzeiros v'chavolos, which are v'shlosha. It doesn't read so smooth. But if you want, you can force it in. You can chisel it in. Stup it in, you know. But, now let's see what are hodos v'halvos, says Rashi. Shneim al iske milvehin. Hodos v'halvos are both referring to a halva. Hodos shebalodun be'edei hoda, shemei v'edim she'omrim b'faneinu hodolo. So it's a case of a loan, and there was some dispute, and one party can bring witnesses that this guy was modeh that he owed me the money. So you bring these witnesses of Eidei Hodah in front of the Bezdin of Shlosha, but that Bezdin doesn't have to be a Bezdin of Smuchim. Halvos shebolodum be'Eidei Halva shemeidim b'faneinu hilveil. That you say that he lent me the money, v'Halva kofer, and the other guy is kofer. So Eidei Halva means that you bring Eidim that he lent him the money. And therefore, when this guy is going to deny it, you bring the Eidim that he lent him the money, and the Eidim are going to come in front of the Bezdin. So again, the Bezdin is a Bezdin of Hedyotos, not a Bezdin of Smuchim. So that's whereas Gzeilus v'Chavolos require to have a Bezdin of Smuchim. Allah kofer b'shnei, v'chi hay lishna k'tuva ikra b'hach b'chilta hodah achar halvah achar halvah. In other words, the Gemara has this Hodah meaning Eidei Hodah, and Halvah meaning Eidei Halvah in other cases in the Gemara as well. With Staff in Paragimel. Gabi Eidim Zomit. Okay. The Easter of Farshe Hodos Shemoda Vimiktsas. That's one pshat in Hodos Valvos. Hodos means you have witnesses to come to testify that the guy was Moda, that he owes the money. And Halvah, in a situation where the guy is denying it, you have witnesses that were there at the loan. And they're coming to testify, and they testify in the Bezdin of Hedyotos. These the Mefashi Hodos Shemoda B'miktsas, Halvah Shekofer HaKol. Another pshat is the Hodos means Moda B'miktsas. In other words, not Eidei Hodah. Hodah means a situation where a guy's Moda B'miktsas, so he's Moda B'miktsas in front of the tribunal, in front of the Bezdin. And Halvos means shekofer hakol, and halvos means is kofer hakol. Now that's, in other words, hodah means he was modeh, so it was modeh mixas, and halvos means kofer hakol. The rishon iker, Rashi says the better pshat of these two explanations of hodos v'alvos is the first pshat, that hodos means eidei hodah and halva means eidei halva. Why? What's wrong with the second pshat, that hodah means motiv mikzas and halva means kofar kol? The michti shneim al iskei milvehim kedukim the time al kaman mishum nulas delz bnei lavi. Ma'ishna had the kari halva v'hai lo kari halva. Hodos ukvirus. In other words, if the second pshat is true, that hoda means modem mikzes, and halva means kofar kol, why do you call that halva? Why do you call one hoda and one halva? You should call one hoda and one kfira. It doesn't fit into the words. If you're saying it's edim, edei hoda and edei halva, it means one is an edim that he was malva the money, and one is edim that he was lova the money, so I understand. One is edim, that's why one is called hoda, so one is called halvos. But if the halvos case is more than mixes and halvos case is kofar kol, why call that halvo? That's not more of a halvo. The kofar kol case is not more of a halva than the modem mixes case. So either call it both halvos or call it halvos ukfiros. So therefore Rashi prefers the former pshat. That really doesn't make a difference, because if it's not gzeilos v'chavos, it's going to fall into this category of halvos v'halvos, and you're not going to need a bezin of smuch. Utsricha, right in the Gemara, di tana dine mominus. Because if you just said dine mominus, hava amina dafilu hodos v'halvos. So if you just said dine mominus, and you wouldn't say gzeilos v'halvos, I would think that even hodos v'halvos requires smuchin. Tana gzeilos v'halvos. So therefore, it says gzeilos v'halvos to teach me that what? Only gzeilos v'halvos needs smuchin. But if it says gzeilus v'chavolos and doesn't say dine mominus, in other words, why do you need to say dine mominus? Just say gzeilus v'chavolos. If pshat and dine mominus, the way we're saying now is gzeilus v'chavolos, so just say gzeilus v'chavolos b'shlosha. What do you need to say dine mominus, which are gzeilus v'chavolos? V'itan gzeilus v'chavolos v'otan dine mominus, hav aminu hu adin dafilu hodos v'alvos. In other words, if it would just say gzeilus v'chavolos, I would have thought that's just an example of mominus, and maybe gzeilus v'chavolos doesn't come to exclude hodos v'alvos. Just gzeilus v'chavolos. Also, why does it say gzeilus v'chavolos if it means also hodos v'alvos? In other words, what's the source of Gimel Dayanim? The three Elohim that we saw in the Chumash. And those Psukim are talking about Gzeilos, V'chavolos. So since the concept of three in the scriptures appears by what? By Gzeilos, V'chavolos. So then it's only by Zeus v'chavolos. That's why it says Zeus v'chavolos. But not to say that the Hodos v'chavolos doesn't need three mukim. They also need three mukim. But the reason why the Mishnah mentions Zeus v'chavolos is because the psukim of Elohim are by Zeus v'chavolos. But in the Hanami, Hodos v'chavolos also need three mukim. So therefore, you need to have both statements written. You need to have the statement of Dine Mominus and Zeus v'chavolos to teach me Dine Mominus, which are the only Dine Mominus. Gzeilus v'chavolos. These are the only dine mominus, exclusionary, not hodos v'alvos. So to have that, because if you just say gzeilus v'chavolos, you think gzeilus v'chavolos doesn't mean only gzeilus v'chavolos, it means also gzeilus v'chavolos. But if you have a statement that says dine mominus, and which are the only dine mominus, gzeilus v'chavolos, so I know it means only gzeilus v'chavolos. So in the Hanami, only gzeilus v'chavolos need a bezin of smuchin, and those who don't, because they made a takana, shlotin on they love it, to take away the requirement of smuchin from those v'chavos. And the reason is because we want to encourage people to lend money. And if we're going to require them to have smuchin, they're not going to want to lend money, because then they're going to have to realize that any time the guy is going to deny, he's going to have to find a specialized bezdin, which might not be so easy to come across. So therefore, the Chachamim said, lift the requirement. You say it? So that's talking about a case where someone stole from the shomer. And chavolos, mali chavol begufo, mali chavol b'mamono. That, in other words, because gzeilus and chavolos go together. One is you're wounding his pocketbook, and one is you're wounding his body. That it's all the same. Rashi, v'nikar balabayis Elohim, because of Pasha Elohim Gimel Zimni, nafgolon v'dibina shlosha. Vaikroksi v'shom mechinam. V'zeh tono sh'sholach yad b'viktono, d'haynu gzeilos. Whereas it's a shom, no, let me correct what I said before. It's a shom mechinam, and the guy wants his money back, and the other guy says he doesn't have it, he was sholach b'yad, he was gozom. Because once we know that you need shlosha mumchim for chovel begufo, so chovel b'mamono is the same thing as chovel begufo. In came the chulam the mashma came in the tana dina mamnas nishtam. Okay. Now. So therefore, tana mahin dina mamnas gzeles v'chavolos. Now, I already spilled the beans. I already told you the secret. Because, you see, the Gemara just says the din of Shlosha in the Mishnah is only by Gzeilus and Chavolos, not by Hodos and Chavolos. But I explained to you that that meant that Shlosha Smuchim is only by Gzeilus and Chavolos and not by Hodos and Chavolos. But there's another possibility that you could explain. Maybe the Mishnah means to say that Dine Mamlas Bishlosha, and what are the Dine Mamlas and other Shlosha? Gzeilus v'Chavolos. And Gzeilus v'Chavolos needs Shlosha, but maybe Hodos v'Chavolos doesn't need Shlosha either. So if we explain it means Dine Mamlas Bishlosha Smuch, which Dine Mamlas Gzeilus v'Chavolos. Kafka Shlosha Smuch, but Hodos v'Chavolos also needs Shlosha, but not Smuch. And maybe there's another way you can interpret it. Maybe it means that Hodos v'Chavolos don't even need Shlosha. If you want to tell me that the Hodos Hodos don't need Shlosha, Dama Rabbi Vosh, Nain Shadonu Dinim Omnus, Ludivia call Ain Dinim Din. The Shnaim Shadonu Dinim Omnus, Ain Dinim Din. Ella de Lobina Mumchin. But what it means is that what? That you don't need Mumchim. Now you understand, after you read this Omid, why I had to give you all these introductions. Because if you didn't have all these introductions, you wouldn't understand what Smuchim are and what the whole, what, you know, we're discussing. You need it, you don't need it. What is it you need and you don't need? It's foreign. So that's why we had to go through this whole introduction about, you know, what the dinim are, what is smicha, and what is that smuchim. Now we can understand what this means, that dine mominus gzeilus chavolos need the shlosha, and dine Hodos Ravos don't need. What do you say? What else? Good. So what have we seen today? A new halacha that we saw today. In other words, that dinei mamonos, there are two categories of dinei mamonos. There's gzeiros v'chavolos and hados v'alvos. And gzeiros v'chavolos need three smukin, hados v'alvos need three, but not smukin. Take a look. Now, the next line in the Gemara is going to get into this concept of Erev Parshis. Now, Erev Parshis requires its own packet to understand what Erev Parshis is. So, I want right now for you to go to Gimel Amud Aleph and to see another way you could read the Mishnah. Take a look. 3, 4, 5. The fifth line. The first word on the line is Delis. In the middle of that line. Ihachi Tarti Katani. In other words, if you're saying that Hodos V'Halvos need three, but they don't need Smuchin, why do you have to read the Mishnah as one statement? You can read it as two statements. Dine Momenos B'Shlosha, meaning Hodos V'Halvos B'Shlosha Hedyotos, in Gzeiros v'Chavolos b'Shlosha Mumchim. Yehoki Tarti Katani, Dini Mumchim b'Shlosha Adyotos, Gzeiros v'Chavolos b'Shlosha Mumchim. Once already you're telling me now that there's a distinction between Hodos v'Chavolos and Gzeiros v'Chavolos, so isn't there a much easier way now to read the Mishnah? Not as one statement, Dini Mumchim, and what are the Dini Mumchim, Gzeiros v'Chavolos? Why don't you read it like this? Dine Mominus, which are Hados Vavos, Beshlosha, Hedyotos, and Xeros Vavos, Beshlosha, Mumchen. Why don't you read it like that? The old, Shlosha, Shlosha, Lamali. What do you need the two Shloshas for? If it's one statement, that first Shlosha doesn't belong. El Amarava Tarti Katani. So Rava disagrees. In other words, the first pshat that we said is Rav Avol. He said Mahin Katani. That the pshat in the Mishnah, Dine Mamas B'Shlosha, Gzeiros V'Chavolos B'Shlosha, is one statement. Mahin Katani. But Rav is saying no. Tarti Katani. It's two separate statements. Rashi, Tarti Katani. Matzi, L'mei Medine Mamas, Dine Hodos V'Alvos B'Shlosha, Kol Duhu. Right, that's a much easier way of reading the Mishnah. Dini Mominus means Hodos V'Havos V'Shlosha Hedyotos, and Gzeiros V'Havos V'Shlosha Mumchem. Elamarava Tarti Katoni. Now, again, Rabosa, the part of the Gemara that we skipped, we're going to get back to, but I need to give you an introduction of Erev Parshis. So let's learn the rest of the Gemara till the two dots, and then we'll get back, Bez Hashem, on Monday to... Bez Hashem, this Sunday we're having the Shir, Bez Hashem, on Kiddush V'Makom Suda. Okay, we should try to be here. I hope this should be a reinvigoration of Sundays, and if you know anyone in the neighborhood who's off, wants to come to, or in any neighborhood, that want to come, you know, it's a self-contained shiur, so you could follow even if you're not here the rest of the week. Mishum the Rabbi Chanina, Ravach Abrei the Rabbi Yisrael Omar Midarais Echad Nami Kosha. Shenema B'tzedek Tishbo Nami Secha. Rav Acha Berei Dravika has a chiddush. He says, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher. But Midaraisa, you only need one dayin. Rashi, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher. Ve'odov al-vod efsiv tishpo, loshan yochid. Okay, I don't want anything about Erev Parshiyos, I don't want to touch now, because officially we don't know what Erev Parshiyos is yet. So I don't want to even touch it. But he says, Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher, Shanema B'Tzedek Tishbara Misecha. Also, why do we have three? El Mishum Yoshvei Kronos. Rashi, Gzeri Mishum Yoshvei Kronos, Tagorim Shein B'Tim B'Tiv Dinim, Yizke Zachai V'Chai V'Zazaka. That there were a lot of people who were business people, and they don't know really the halacha, and we're afraid that they're going to be the people who are judging these cases. So therefore, if you midaraisa, you only need one. If you can only have one, so then we're afraid you're going to pick a wrong person. You're going to pick a Yoshvei Kronos guy. So therefore you pick three. So let's try you pick three. Atu plasim ilo avi Yoshvei Kronos. But if you pick three, you can also pick three winners. Losers, you know. Three, people who are Yoshvei Kronos. So the Gemara says, Yefshar deleis behu chad de gomir. If you're going to pick three, Mistamer, one of the three is going to be... a learned rabbi.
I'm just
having
one
of the because midaraisa, in other words, according to this opinion, really you only need one dayan. Midarabani, you need three. But that's only to preserve. If you have three, we'll assume that there's one of the three that's good.
Yeah, the two
amaratsim can have both the one. So what's the answer to that? The Talmud Chacham will explain. Will cower to the Talmud Chacham, which they know they're Amoratsim. Right, right. That's not in this generation. We're people who know much less, think they know much more. But I guess in that generation, we'd assume you have three people. And the whole idea of having three, this is only according to Rav Acha Berei Dravika. The whole idea of having three is to get the one learned Jew, and the one learned Jew will explain to the other two what the halacha is. The Gemara says, "Ela me'ata tohu lo yishalmu." What if they make a mistake? So normally, if you're a mumcha who's judging, you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. If you're not a mumcha and you're judging, you have to pay. So l'chora, why? Because a mumcha is allowed to judge and the other people are not allowed to judge. But here we're saying that even the non-mumchim are allowed to judge. And it's just we hope that the one mumcha will prevail upon them. So elamiyata tol lo yishalmu. So since all these three people have a right to be part of the bezin, so they shouldn't... they shouldn't have to pay because they're doing it with rishus. So the Gemara says, "Chol shekein de nefisha yoshvei kronos." Because if you're going to say that a person who makes a mistake in judgment doesn't have to pay, then any Tom, Dick, and Harry from the street corner is going to want to judge, and he won't be afraid to judge because. He'll just say, look, when worst comes to worst, I'll make a mistake, but I don't have to pay anyway. In other words, what happens if the guy paskins that someone owes someone money, and then found out that he made a mistake, and in the meantime, the guy went to a different country with the money. So does the dayan have to make good? This is one of the biggest sugyas in Shas, Rabbi Say. The sugya of dayan shatar. I remember when I was in Karen Biavner, Rav Moshe Dimman said, he asked Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, how come in his sefer he doesn't write on the sugya of dayan shatar in the fourth parak? How come he doesn't speak about it? He says, because that sugya I never got out of. It's a sugya that once you get into, you'll never get out of for the rest of your life. And you'll live a long life. So, it's a big sugya in the fourth parak. It's like one of the biggest sugyas. That sugya of dayan, big shachs, you know. It's like ever-ending, never-ending. We would have packets till 2 Junes from now. I mean, it just doesn't end. So we're not going to really do that sugya so much. Unless you want to know if... I don't think it's so nogeya to us here, if a dayan shatar. Unless you want to be a dayan. And then you make a toast. You have to know what you have to pay. So the Gemara says, "Ma ika ben Rava la Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravika." What's the difference between Rava and Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravika? Well, Rava says that you need three, but by Hados Alvos it's only Hedyotos, and Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravika also says you need three. Midrash you need one, but Rabbanon you need three to preserve the one. So the Gemara says, "Ika ben Ayadomer Shmuel Shnayim Shadonu Dineim Din." What if you only have two people that judged? Shnayim shadonu. So the Gemara says, Shnayim shadonu dineim din el shenikru bezdin chotzuf. They're considered a bezdin chotzuf. A chutzpedik a bezdin. So the Pasha Pshat Rashi says, bezdin chotzuf. Oh, so one second. So if according to Ravi you need three midaraisa, then Shnayim shadonu is not going to be good. But if you hold like Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravika, the Midaraisi you need one, and Midraban you need three, but with the Eved, if you only have two, it's also good. But according to Rava, that Midaraisi you need three, then if you have two, for certainly it's not going to be good. So this din that Shmuel says, that Shnayim Shadonu is the name din, it's Ela Shenikru Bezen Chotzuf, is only going to work out according to Rav Acha b'Rei de Ravika, and it's not going to work out according to Rava. The Rav Leislei the Shmuel, the Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Ika, Islei the Shmuel. Why is it Bezen Chotzuf? Said Rashi, she overall takonas chacham. Because the takonas chacham was that even though Midaraisa you only need one, but the Takanas Chachamim was to have three. So they were over El Takanas Chachamim. There's another famous track, why is it Bezen Chotzuf? Pashuk Pshat Rashi says Bezen Chotzuf because they didn't call it Takanas Chachamim. Another Psham Bezdin Chatzah. You see, whenever you have a Bezdin, it's normally three, right? And you follow the majority. But whatever the Psak is going to be, no one's going to know which Dayan said what. Because it could be a 2-1 vote, no one will know. Right? So, Mimela, the identity of the Dayan is concealed of what anyone said. But if you only have a Bezdin of two, and then the Psak is Chai of Chatzah, everyone's going to know what everyone said. Okay? Yes, Ellie. Right, Shnayim Shadonu Dinei Mamnes Diver Kol Dineim Din. So the question is, who's the Diver Kol? That's not going according to Shmuel. That doesn't have to necessarily be going according to Shmuel. Because the Divrei HaKol could be two other rabbis who were arguing about something, and these two rabbis were talking about something, but they would agree that Shnayim Shadon and Divrei HaKol doesn't mean every rabbi out there. It could be based on the rabbis that we were talking about. This group of rabbis will agree Ein Din Ein Din. The same? Okay, so these are the rabbis, these are the basic sugi here. Bez Hashem Monday, what we're going to do is we're going to have a packet on Erev Parshas. And then we're going to go back to the sugi of Erev Parshas. And then there's a big sugi of Drisha v'Chakira, which is also a big thing. And, you know, there's a famous Shuvas Nodav Yehuda about a married woman was mezana with another man, and so l'chorah, like we learned last year, if you mezana with another man, you also labal. But the Edim didn't have the exact date of when this nus took place. So would that make it nullify the Edus and she could be mutter labal or not? That's going to be it's a whole famous tshuva of the Nodav Yehuda. Okay, we're going to start Chumash. Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, no shortage of things to talk about in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. So I'd like to discuss a couple of psukim, a parak of beis, starting with Pasuk Aleph. Losira eshor achika o esayo nidochim. You should not look at the ox of your brother, of your fellow Jew, for the seh, nidachim, going astray, to salam to mehem. Oh. And you will look away. But it's very easy. You see somebody, a lost object from somebody, going astray. You say, why should I bother? I'll look away, make believe I didn't see it. But that's an isser. You shouldn't see it, and the ox of your fellow Jew, and then you salam to him that you're looking astray. That you're looking away. This ox is going astray, and you're looking away. That's an isser. Hashev teshivim lachicha. You have to return it. You have to take the lost object, take it under your wing, and return it back to the owner. In lo karov achicha elecha, but if the person who owns it is not next door, lo yidato, and you don't know where he is or who he is, v'asafto al tof beisecha. So you should take it in your house, v'ayah imcha, and you should keep it there, adros achicha so, until the person who lost it claims it, v'ashevoso lo. And you should return it to him. V'ashevoso lo. So this is the psukim of Hashavas Aveda. The psukim of Hashavas Aveda. Right? Very straightforward. Somebody's ox is going astray. Somebody's animal is going astray. And you got to make sure that you don't make believe that you don't see it, but you should go ahead and return the object. There's a very nice Or HaChaim HaKadosh we're going to see later, which is going to fit into the idea that we're going to talk about. Comes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, page 3. Gufa. Minayin l'roetz chaveu shotoveya benohar, ochaya gorarto, o listen boimolov. How do you know that if somebody is drowning in the river, or he's being attacked by an animal, or by robbers, shuchai v'latzilo, that you have to help him out, talmud lomar lo samad al dam reyecha, that you shouldn't be standing there when the blood of your fellow Jew is in danger. So the Gemara asked the kasha, v'mihocha natka, mihosam natka, vedas gufo minayin, talmud lomar v'ashivosalo. Is it the source really from Lo Sama Dal Reyecha? We have another pasuk, Hashevosolo. Lerabos Avedas Gufo. The words that the pasuk that we just saw of Hashevosolo, I mean, is Lachora extra. Because if the Torah already tells you you can't look away and you have to keep it in your house until the guy asks for it, so obviously Hashevosolo, and then you have to return it to him. You don't need to be a big chacham If the Torah just said, keep it at the house until he asks for it, then of course, until he asks for it, you return it. Of course.
What do you have to write about? She goes so low, and then you can return it. Of course. What else are you going to do? You keep it at the house until he comes to ask for it. And then you're not going to return it? Of course you return it. Of course you return it. That's the whole point that you're taking it in the house.
So what's the pasuk about Shavuot Shalom telling us? It's an extra reward. It's an extra, it's really extra. So the chiddush about the pasuk about Shavuot Shalom is telling me that not only is there a din of Hashavas Aveda on a person's property, on his lost object, but there's also a din of Hashavas Aveda on a person's body. Because if you see somebody who's drowning, so part of your obligation to save him is based on the concept of Hashavas Aveda, of Hashavas Aveda, because he now is in the status of an Aveda. His body is in the status of an Aveda. He's about to die. And you can save him, that's Hashavas Aveda. So the Gemara tells us that, ask the Kasha, what do you need the Pasuk of Lo Samar Al Dam Reyecha to teach me that you have to save the drowning person? Don't I know it's also from what? Hashevoso lo. So the Gemara answers. I mehosom hava mina hanimili bin nafshe. Aval mitrach umegar agure e malo kamash velon. In other words, from the pasuk of Hashevoso lo, I might think that if you can do it yourself, you're mechuyev. But if you don't do it yourself, but if you don't do it yourself, then what? Then, in other words, if you're going to require to hire out people to do it, maybe you're not responsible. So therefore comes the pasuk of Osama Jal Adam Reyecha to tell me that you have to make sure it gets done. But whatever the case may be, the Gemara teaches us a chiddush that nichlal in the parsha of Hashavas Aveda is also Hashavas Gufo. Hashevosolo, that you have to save somebody's guf. That means if there's a physical sakana of an individual, you have to make sure to restore his physical well-being. So comes the Minchas Chinuch on page 4. In the mitzvah of Hocheach Tochiach. So let's see what he says. Nirali d'chiv ha-tochochehi d'chutz me'asei zu od m'chayev alosase d'losama odam reyecha. So he says that just like if it's somebody's doing an aveira and you could try to help him out so he shouldn't do it, so you have a chiyav of tochacha, vochech tochiach, so too, if you look away, you violate the law of lo samar al dam reyecha. The logora mitoveh benar. In other words, there's no difference between the person who is physically in danger in contrast to the person who is spiritually in danger. V'gam ha-shevoso l'rabos avedos gufo. So says the Minchas Chinuch that just like the Gemara said that Hashevo Solo is the Larabos Avedas Gufo, which means the physical sakana of the person, so too says the Minchas Chinuch Alachas Kama V'Kama. If a person is violating not yet observant, and you can help him out, that's part of the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveda, of Hashavas Gufo. And hence, this is one of the makoros of what we call today kiruv rechokim. One of the makoros is from this pasuk of Hashevosolo, of Hashavas Nafsha. Now we're going to discuss this now in greater detail, but you should realize also that this idea of Hashevas Gufo, which is Nafsho, is not only a person who is not observant, and you go on a Shabbaton, and you get a Makariv, which is, of course, a very admirable, worthy thing to do. And those that have the talent of doing it should certainly involve themselves in it. But it also, it can apply the stam here. You have people in the yeshiva, it's a very big yeshiva, and some people are overlooked. You know, like they feel like they don't exist. No one knows who they are. Everyone's misalim, salamta mehem. So you say hello to somebody, you befriend him. It's also hashava skufo. Because you're giving him his self-dignity back. You're giving him his feeling of being a person. You're restoring to him. So that's something that's also important, because a person that feels that no one cares about him, it could chas v'sholom commit suicide, because he feels like he's irrelevant. The person feels he's irrelevant, so why should he be here? So that's equally important, not to take away from kiruv that people do on Shabbatons and other things, which is tremendous, tremendous. But one should also not neglect just the everyday hashivosalo, the everyday of lo sucha le'salim, going on people. And that's the Or Chaim HaKadosh, getting back to page 1. Or Chaim HaKadosh says, lo sire ashor, parshas ubo lirmoz v'pratus kiv ha-tochochas v'tchichim b'nei kelchai tzadika olam asos la'am Hashem. V'hein eila tzadikim yikaru l'tzad malos l'achim. Then he continues, in the third column, Elohim b'nei adam sh'nim sh'lu k'behemos, v'hein soma kadoshim, zekram shor v'seh. In other words, the Rakhaim HaKadosh says that Shor and Seh are Mesholim for the Jewish people, for people. In other words, Lo Sirash and Achicha is the Ribon Shalom. Don't find the Shor Achicha Oseo. In other words, if you see the Ribono Shel Olam sheep, meaning the Jewish people, that's the Ribono Shel Olam sheep, going astray, and you just look away, that's problematic. Ela what? Asafto tofei secha, invite him to your house, and let him be there, adro shachicho, so until he gets the proper nourishment of spirituality or friendship that he needs. So this Or Chaim HaKadosh is along the same lines as the Minchas Chinuch, that they're both interpreting this idea of the Shor and the Ser and the Hashivos Lo referring to a human being. And hence there is a Chiev of Hashivos Lo, of Hashavas Aveda on a person. And again, not only, again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin said, the physical person's drowning. In the Milchas Chinuch, the Or Chaim is saying a person is spiritually drifting. And we're adding as well, a person feels lonely, and he's emotionally in a situation where he feels very, very unconnected with anybody. So all these things are very, very important, a part of Hashavas Aveda. And that you could do so easily. You're in the cafeteria, sometimes you see a guy sitting alone, and no one's with him. Everyone else has groups of people with him. So, and you see your friends are in the other corner there, and you very much want to go to sit with your friends. But once in a while, what you should do is, you should maybe invite this fellow to also sit with your friends, or go sit with him. That's also part of the Hashivosalo of Hashavas Aveda that is required. The Torah tells us in page 5, Lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha, hocheach tochiecha samisecha lo shisa olav hate. That you shouldn't keep hatred in your heart, but rather, if you see there's a problem, so verbalize it. So you see. Okay? So there's a Zohar HaKadosh on this pasuk. says the Zohar, Pekuda da la ocha lahu dechati. There is a pekuda, a sivoid. La ochacha, to give hochacha, musar, lahu dechati, he who sinned. La mechse le lechimo sagi de rachim le. Look in the bottom in the parish. Mitzvah zuhi lochiech es mishachata. La mechse le lechimo sagi de rachim le. La haros lo ava gedola. She oivo so yidei she mochiech oso. Ki mochiech es chaveru yora ki hu ovo v'lo sono. Begin the lois anish ihu. Kidei she lo yonishu ba'ovon chaveru. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv, Ki Es Asher Yehoev Hashem Yochiyach. Where it's, the Zohar is mechadish to us. The Pasuk Shana, the Pasuk means that don't keep the sin in your heart because you're angry that he's violating, but tell him about it. But the Zohar is saying like this, that Lo Sisna Sachichim Al Vavecha is the way you're supposed to give the Tokacha. Whereas if a person is trying to mekarev somebody, the way that the kiruv will work, says the Zohar, is only if there's ava shown to the person. If the person feels that you don't really care about me, you just, you know, are a fremak. You just want to know, what the mitzvahs are, and you don't really care about the human being, then it's not going to work. Es asher yehov Hashem yochiach. Hashem gives chochocha and musar to somebody he loves. Which means that you have to do it in a loving way. And one yisod is that you should never talk down to a person. Because if you feel that a person feels he's being talked down to, so then he's not going to feel love. He's not going to feel warmth. And he's not going to change. But if you could say it in a loving way, that, you know, maybe, you know, this idea could be improved on, you know, maybe, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but, you know, in a really sensitive way, that's the way Hochacha is given. And that's what the Zohar says, that the mechzele rechimu, laharos lo ava gedola, that you have to mechzele rechimu, you have to show him love. And that is all in how you present it. A person could say the same message in two different ways, and one way will be a total turn off, and the other way he'll understand it and he'll mikado. It's all how you present it and how you have the sensitivity of giving it over. And that's the yisod of Hokeach Tochiach Es Amisecha, which is the yisod of Hashavas Aveda. Now I want to show you there's a world famous Chazon Ish that kedai for everyone to know, especially those that are in the Kiruv, and even if you're not, it's kedai for you to know. So first, page 7, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, Aval aminim v'hamisoras v'hamurmen, hayu moridim v'lo malim. There is a halacha of moridim v'lo malim. Moridim means if there's a pit, you escort him down the pit, and you leave him there. You don't morid him. You morid him to the pit, and you don't take him up. It means if you see him in the pit, don't help him up. So who are these people that get this this thing that morid him and lo malim? So meaning, these are heretics. Mesoros, a person who's a malshin, right? He's a moiser. He gives, tells the Goyish government on him. The mumer. And he's a mumer. It means he's totally not observant. So, moridin v'lo malim. So, this is a very harsh statement. That people who are not observant and not believers and are basically, we should kill them. Not kill them directly, but put them in a pit and not take them out. So that's a very, very harsh statement. So I want you to, everyone here should be familiar with the words of the Chazon Ish on this statement. But before we get to the Chazon Ish, let's see the Rambam. Says the Rambam, Halacha Al, Misha Eino Mode B'Tor Shebal Peh, a person doesn't believe in Tor Shebal Peh, Eino Zokin Mamre, Amor B'Tor El Areze B'Chal HaPikorsim, Misosu B'Chal Odom. If you're an apikoros, you don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, then you chayiv misa. Now, it's not like what we learned in Sanhedrin, that you need a bezdin, shal shalosh, shal chav gimel, to mechayiv misa. Anyone could go ahead and kill him, the Rambam says. Apikoros, you can kill him. And then halacha beis, me'achash en esparseim shehu kofer b'Torah Shebal Peh, moridim oso v'lo malin. And that's the din of killing him, that you bring him to the pit and you don't take him out. They're not part of Klal Yisrael. In other words, to kill these people, just knock them off. Don't kill them. You can kill them. That anyone who kills any of these people is doing a big mitzvah. So then, the Rambam tells us now the famous concept of Tinuch Shanishpa. Like the original heretics, the Tzidukim are the people from Tzadok, Baisus. So the original heretics, they were, in other words, they were FFBs. They were born religious, and they got all the proper chinuch, and then they went off the derech. Avol b'nei hatoim ha'ela, but the second generation who was born into these homes, b'nei sheidichos amavosam v'noldu b'nei hakaroim v'godlosam aldaitam, harei hu ketinuch shenishba b'neim v'gidlo v'eino zoriz lechos b'dakei ha'mitzvah sharei hu. So the Rambam Mechadesh the following, that the din of Moridim Velo Malim is only going on the first generation, people who had the chinuch and they became philosophers and they rebelled. But the second generation was born into those homes, and they were already given all this improper outlook and improper. So there, those people for sure are called Tinuch Shanishpa, and then these people you should try to be Mekarim. That's what the Rambam says. But according to the Rambam, the first generation, the real Teminim, the Apikorsim, that's Moridim, the Lomala. So now we should take a look at the famous Chazon Ish. I mean, anyone who's in Kiruv has to know this Chazon Ish. Basically, the Chazon Ish is going to say that the whole din of Moridim Olam Malin doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Why not? He says the only time that we have this concept of Moridim Velo Malim is when the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone. Whereas when there is Mancha Yimisin Etsuyim from Meshamish Basko. But when the things were, his God was like right in front of us. We saw it. Nisim Gluyim. There was Baskols. Every second day there was a Baskol coming out. There was Nisim Gluyim. So you go ahead and you want to rebel and you want to earn, so then you're a threat to the society. But Sadiqa Ador Tachas Ashkocha Pratis Hanira Le'en Kol. Because it's when the Hashkocha Hashem is so obvious and the Nisim are so obvious and then you rebel, then that's when the data applies. Those that are kofar then, it's a special, I guess, chutzpah. That ties a yetzel tavis of chayus. As a beer is showing gidrosh shal olam. Shakol yodim, kiadachas ador, maybe for honest olam, and maybe dover, bechorev, cherev, rabba olam. Because they're a threat to the society. Amal bizman ha-helen, But when everything is hidden, like today, we don't see Nisan Galuyim in front of us. We don't have a bas calls. We don't see the sea splitting. So we still want to believe, and we still do believe. But if somebody doesn't believe, so in a certain sense, his responsibility is not as great. Because, you know, he doesn't see it. He doesn't see it. And this is going even on the first generation. Again, this Chazon Ish you don't need for the second generation. The theme of Shemesh Vaz, you know, is already Nichal Zeram. This Chazon Ish is going on even in the first generation, where the Gemara, the Rambam say, Maridim Alamalim, Avozman Helen, Shemikrusa Emunah, Ben Bela Sa'am, when the Emunah is lacking from the lower part of the nation, if you want to save Judaism, so you're going to take these people and you're going to put them in, harass them or put them in pits, and that's not going to help the society. That's going to make more antagonism, antagonistic attitude. Since the whole point of what we're trying to do is to make it a better situation, Ein hadin noheg b'shar she'ein bo tikkun. So today, if you're going to treat them as moridim v'lomalim, you're not going to accomplish anything. Ba'aleinu, that is the famous line. Ba'aleinu lachzirem ba'avosos ava. We have to take all these Jews, even the Jews who are educated, all these Jews, we have to take them with ropes of love. Avosos ava, ropes of love. Uvahamidam bekeren ora, and to place these people in the light, in the corner of light, v'mashi yadeinu magas, to the best of our abilities. Avosos ava. So this is the key Chazon Ish. That all these people today who are not from, so if they're Tina Shanishmas for sure, to what Chazon Ish says applies. You don't need a Chazon Ish for that. The Tina Shanishmas already, they have their in the Rambam. The finish of the Chazon Ish is even the worst of the worst. You still have to treat them with respect, with love, and through the ropes of love, you can bring them back. But nothing less. You can't denigrate them. You can't look down upon them, you can't speak down upon them, but you have to take them with ropes of love and return them to the Keren Ora, the light, and show them the light. This phrase of Avosos Ava is not the Chazon Ish's own phrase, it's a pasuk in Hosea, in page 10 here. The Chevle Odom Hem Shochein Ba'Avosos Ava. That Hashem took Klal Yisrael when he spoke about Mitzrayim. He takes them with, and he brings them to him, Ba'avosos Ava, with ropes of love. Ropes of love is what brings them back. And that's the Hashivoso love. That's the Hashavos Aveda. Of Hashavos Gufo, and Gufo, the Chaschinuch, says, is not shown as well. And then, we're going to read Bez Hashem not too long from now, the Haftorah in Yeshaya. That's the Haftorah for Yom Kippur morning. It says, Halo Haros Lara'ed Lachmecha. You should give a hungry person some bread. You should break a piece of bread for him. The Aniyim Merudim Tovi Bayis. And the people who are very poor, you should bring into their homes. Kisira Orem, when you see a person who doesn't have clothing, if he sees so, and you should give him clothing, Ubi Besorcha Al Tis'alam. And from your relatives, you should not look away. And this is a famous concept, Besorcha Lo Tis'alam, of being close to your relatives. Besorcha Al Lo Tis'alam. As one should have a special kibra with his bosa, with his own relative. So this pasuk in Yeshaya is Darshan in the Panad of El Yoho. So, the first page in 12 of Panad of El Yoho, you take a look, it's talking about that if you want to get sukkah, it says, case of Yasev, top of the second column, the Tila Yifarnes says, of Ivimo, that first you should give sukkah to your own family if they need. And then, if the Hosea Yifarnes as Echov, your brothers, your sisters, etc., first your of Ivimo, etc., then you can give sukkah to other people. But the part that I will, relevant to the shiur that we're having today, is page 13. Ein ra'ev ella ha'ra'ev min divrei Torah. Person's hungry. What's hunger? Not only physical hunger, but person who's deprived from divrei Torah. Ein lechem ella divrei Torah. Shememar ne yamin lo'im le'um Hashem lo'kim mishtak mishlachti ra'av ba'aretz lo'rav la'lechem lo'tzoma lo'mayim im l'shmoa as divrei Hashem. And this is again the concept of theory. If a person knows the Torah, you farnes mikaroso gamte lachem. And you shouldn't keep the Torah only for yourself, but paros la'ein lachmecha. Give the hungry people, those that are deprived from the Torah, give it out to them. They should give the chachmas alone. Because if you do that, mosifim lo alav, then you're going to have more. Also came in the middle of the Tova, you're going to get the Tova, as in the Lovel of Israel, the book of the Dovid, the Lovel of Omer, some Derek, and Renam Yesha Elohim, Derek of Torah, etc., etc., the Matichu, and Yesha Elohim of the Dovid. Val Yeshua Adam Divrei Torah, Enu Fars Lacherim, but if you're not going to give your Torah to others, go and Rala Atzmo, then you're going to lose it. The Ein Tzarek Lomash, Ein Mosifolov, the Lovel of Omer, Malea Bar Yifun, Om, Rachel Rosh Mashbir, that you're going to have a tremendous bracha if you have the attitude, halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha. Take the piece of bread, take off a piece, and give it to the oni. Says the Tana Devei Eliyahu, it means if you have a lot of Torah, take off a piece and give it to other people as well. Halo paros l'ra'ev lachmecha, ein ra'ev, ela ha'ra'ev, mitzvah Torah. And that's again, a big yisod. So again, but the point that I want to drive home is that there's a duality here. Not only is Kiruv very, very important, and those that are involved should be chazik themselves that they're doing a tremendous thing, and it's a tremendous reward that they're going to have, and what they do outside yeshiva, but there's so much also can be done on a daily basis within the yeshiva, within people that you know. You know somebody who's lonely, you call him up. You know, you make him feel good. So that's also part of this idea of Hashavas Gufo, because you give him his self-esteem back. That's also Hashavas Aveda. You make him feel good about himself. That's also Hashavas Nafsho. It doesn't only mean somebody who's not putting on tefillin and needing trade, and you have to be part of him. That's certainly true, but also the person who's downtrodden. He feels bad about himself. He has certain problems that you can give him chizuk about. That's all included in this important mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is the monetary, it's his ox, but it's also his physical body that's in danger, his nefesh, his spiritual self-being, and his self-esteem, and his happiness as well, all included under the rubric of Hashivoso Lo, and with Bez Hashem, if we mekayim this mitzvah, as the Tana de Be'elio says, we're going to have mizoche to tremendous bracha v'hatzlacha.